This is Allison Manka with Non-Traditional Emotion, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So each week on Non-Traditional Emotion, I pick a list of songs that I think caters to an emotion or feeling that isn't as traditionally expressed in music. So this week, we're going to go for nostalgia. And the song that you just heard was In the Kitchen by Marie. And I love Marie. Her voice is ethereal in every way. And that song has captivated me for years because the first lines are, with a fragrant recipe, a curtain call to memory, a vision. And she sort of like vaguely describes this scene of what I've always assumed was her mother. But now that I'm looking back on the lyrics, it like doesn't actually say. But it just feels like you're in the memory with her. And I just love that about that song. So next we are going to hear a song that's actually called Nostalgia, so it's quite perfect, by Calista del Toro. Enjoy.
Looking at you, it's clear. we're just not the same. We both grew up two different people, but I'd give it all to meet you the first time again. I'm drowning in nostalgia, hanging on to who we were. I wish we could be what we used to be, but we're not. Whoa. I wish we could be what we used to be. I've been seeing us laughing on the promenade.
So that was Nostalgia by Calista Del Toro. I love her voice. She has such great tone. I love that this song is like a little sad. I mean, part of what I came across when I was looking at Nostalgia was some songs are very like Marie's song, like In the Kitchen is very fond, and it sees the past as something unencumbered or, you know, unaffected by badness or by negativity, which we do have a tendency to do. We do have a tendency to look back and believe that everything was better. But I like that this song had a twinge of sadness to it. Calista Del Toro says, "I'm drowning in nostalgia," as if it's not always a good thing. And I definitely want to explore that as we go along. This next song is Yellow is the Color of Her Eyes by Soccer Mommy. I'm obsessed with this album. Enjoy.
Thank you.
that song. Gosh, those guitar riffs. Gosh. I'm really obsessed with this Soccer Mommy's album. So much. She really reveals so much in this album. It's very passionate. There's a lot of nostalgia in it. There's a lot of sadness and joy and reflection. And I really think that nostalgia is so interesting because it often involves like telling personal stories. This next song is Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers. And I think what these two songs have in common is they both recount specific memories. And I love that because you really get to see into the life of this artist who you so respect and see where how their stories have shaped their music. So anyway, this is Garden Song by Phoebe Bridgers. Phoebe Bridgers is so powerful. I'm glad that she's finally getting the recognition she deserves. I love how, like, it starts off really slow and then another voice adds in to say, I don't know when you got taller. And I think that has a lot to do with nostalgia, because often nostalgia is sadness about the present for how much we've missed in the past. And that's really, I mean, that's happened to me so many times. Like, I have a lot of younger cousins, and I'll always go and visit them a year after I've last seen them, and I'm like, oh, I've missed so much of your life, you know? So there's that twinge of sadness there as well. This next song is going to pick it up a bit. It's also good, just happens to be a rock song. So please enjoy Lost in Yesterday by Tame Impala. There's a line in that song that says, eventually terrible memories turn into great ones. And I think that's another interesting aspect of, you know, looking back and reflecting, because there's that you can look back and assume things are better than they were, or you can look back at terrible times and be like, dang, wasn't that fun? And this next song also gets at that. It's by Mr. Wives, which is one of my favorite bands, and this is Queens.
Stoop living was a heaven that we fit in. Summer sun, we would run far away from our fears. Waiting for the train in the winter. Couldn't hide on our trees with frozen tears. Mama says she'd always keep us warm. Roof over our head, even though it was torn.
So that's an old song of Mr. Wives by this point. They just released a new album last summer. It saved me during quarantine. You should all give it a listen. But what I love about this song specifically, about Queens, is that it's not an entirely positive view of the past, but there is this reconstructed pride for what was. It might not have always been fun, it might not have always been easy, but we figured it out. And it's also forward-looking. It's like, we held each other up and we will continue to hold each other and lift each other up. And that's so powerful. This next song, speaking of quarantine, I discovered like right in June of last year. So this is going to throw me back to quarantine a little bit, but it is a really good song. Here is This Was a Home Once by Bad Sons.
Thank you.
that is not how it feels. I guess the dog is now dead. My little sister heals. She drives her own car, now wears a ring in her nose. Mom and dad play pretend, but it's over and we know. This was a home once. Now the ceiling's falling, I feel the rain. This was a home once. With so much love comes so much pain. My mother's face like stone, my father comes and he goes. And our neighbors now, they moved away to Mexico. And reality comes once I finally hear. Son, I've been waiting for this moment for 13 years. This was a home once. Can I say something to change your mind? This was a home once. All these years go by and I've been blind. Oh. Ends, another chapter begins. Now my life revolves around cliches I hated as a kid. My sister's still young, I hate to see her face blue. Though we can't control the rest, one thing will always be true. This was our home once.
We're going to take a moment for a quick PSA. We have to read one every hour. So here is Discovering Nature. Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Anyway, that PSA somehow fit really well into our theme. But that was This Was a Home Once by Bad Sons. And I find that song so interesting because it just describes so many simple details of life that we take for granted. Like the first line, my bedroom looks the same, but that's not how it feels. Like the dog is dead. Obviously that's not the small thing, but, the sister has a ring in her nose, you know, like just these little things that we just always assume are going to be the same. They change. And somehow that makes us sad because it really reflects bigger changes that are actually happening in our life. Like, I'm sure he's like not actually mad that his sister has a nose ring. But he's probably just like, I miss when we were children and we would play together or whatever. Anyway, yeah, this was a home once. Next, we're going to take it down a notch. I do love Sushan Stevens, so this is Should Have Known Better.
Should've wrote a letter.
That was Should Have Known Better by Sufjan Stevens. And there's a part of that song that always haunts me. The when I was three, maybe four, she left us at that video store. It's such a like incomplete fragment of a thought. But that's a lot of times how we think about the past, especially. We can never really remember what actually happened, and we forget pieces of stories, but I want to know. This next song is also, oh my gosh, Hannah, you can hear me? That's so exciting. this next song is, I just found it actually. It's Watercolors by Holland Teed. And I had never heard of Holland Teed before. Most of the internet had apparently never heard of Holland Teed. But here is Watercolors. It's very tender. I hope you enjoy.
Small house, room to grow, tiny little flowers that we glanced at for hours.
I am a sucker for some beautiful singing and some beautiful soprano high notes. That song hit right at me. And I love that line, "I want you to paint me like we were kids." Like, that's so cute. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed watercolors. I haven't entirely decided what I'm going to play next. I'll know what to play. Here is "Where It Started From" by Lawrence.
Can we take a minute? Pretend it all is just the same. Hard to tell when you're in it. If anything has really changed, and I know it's cool, yeah, it's alright to play this charade for just one night. But when the time comes, could we take it back to where it started from? Could we take it back to where it started from?
If we only let it,
forget it
if we don't choose to make it stay.
And I know this hazy in between is like a confusing lucid dream. But when the time comes, could we take it back to where it started from? Could we take it back to where it started from? Ooh, ooh, ooh. So where are we going to? Where are we going to? Where are we going to? Promise, but who's to say if it will keep? I know that's all you wanted. Wish I could say the same for me. So who knows what's held for us in store?
I love how joyful that song gets. It starts off sort of mellow, you know, very tender, and then by the end of the song, you just get a shot of joy. And that's just so, it's so important. It's so important to live our lives with joy, and we can tend in nostalgia to feel a little too sad. It's not to say that feeling nostalgia is bad. Just ask Dua Peep and her Future Nostalgia album. It's not bad. It can be joyful. And we need to recognize that. We all need more joy in our lives. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the episode. I'm going to play my last song. This has been Allison Manka with Non-Traditional Emotion, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here is Living Room Floor by Sammy Ray and the Friends.
Woke up nearly 6 o'clock. It was our last day in Vermont. One of us was still missing. Staying at Tommy's place, doing nothing but playing for no pay. And anybody who wanted to listen. Tommy had a buddy at 10:21 at midnight, just a couple hours. Laughing on the blanket on some bullshit, all alone on the living room floor. On the living room floor, and I keep a portrait in my pocket of myself the year I got stung by that silly man. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You could see the fire in my eyes when he fired off, to no surprise. He didn't come to give a damn. Deep down in my soul.